Diva Spot Radio on the spot, on the grind.
Get my way, she be all up in my face, damn. I can't get a break, man. I'ma have to break, damn. Did it for like 8 days. Thoughts making bacon's on the way. I create that, I get it. Rappers of the talk, then they quiet, but they middle. Kinda fit cash in they pocket, they fake stuff. I've been in the stew, hands on like it's makeshift. Halo's up and right in my ear, can you hear them? Bad G and K when it disappeared. Great crew dug up from the dirt, not the builder. My potential through the roof, through the ceiling. Ice on my wrist, wait a second, let me chill. Rockies in the back, I'm feeling kinda happy. Baby, girl, she know she looking kinda snappy. Hopping on my way, trying to get another rag. I could push it back, I see cops on the way. I got a zap, Google search for your girl. I got a fact, she just want me back. She don't really like a chat. Bro, it's not your fault, she just won the grand master, disappear, cash. Fuck your heart, ratchet. Took your girl, capture. Looking back at her, seen the past. Fast for my telly, cause my belly, if they're feeling kinda heavy. Pushing gas, ain't talking shabby. But your man been life in deli. She don't really win my leverage, I pull up and you would sell it. So she likes me, because I'm icy. And I've been out here really trying to do the right things. But then despite me, I can't work with my heat. He's looking like a banger every time the odds beat. I might as well spit, because it's in my motto. Now I'm in tune with my spirit, Elgato. Focus on the plan. I'ma have to get my way. She be all up in my face, damn. I can't get a break, damn. I'ma have to break, damn. Did it for like 8 days. Slash making beggars on the way. I create that. I get it. Rappers at the top, then they quiet, but they middle. Kinda fit cash in they pocket, the fake stuff. I've been in the stew, hands on like it's makeshift. Haters up and right in my ear, can you hear them? Too bad G and K went and disappeared. Great proof dug up from the dirt, it's not a building. My potential through the roof, through the ceiling. Ice on my wrist, wait a second, let me chill. Rockies in the back, I'm feeling kinda happy. Baby girl, she dumb, she looking kinda snappy. Hopping on my way, trying to get another rag. But I could put you back. I see cops on the way. I got a zap. Google search for you, girl. I got it back. She just want me back. She don't really like a track. Bro, it's not your fault.
Hey, yo, Grandmaster!
Yeah. Y'all know what time it is. This is your Diva FMG. You're now tuned in live to Diva Spot Radio every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. Make sure you tune in at www.blogtalkradio.com/Diva Spot and call into the show at 515-602-9661. Again, that's 515-602-9661. I am excited today, y'all. I got to give another round of applause for these guys. We got brother Juan Carlos X coming in here. Listen, he's renowned community developer, network distribution specialist. He's also known for his experience in business growth and network strategies. Like, he is going to show you how to build communities and how to develop your brand. He does advertising, promotion, branding, everything that you see on Diva Spot Radio came, a lot of it came for him. Big round of applause for him. I'm going to go ahead and get him in the building. Brother Juan Carlos, welcome back to Diva Spot, baby. We're so glad to have you, man.
Peace and blessings. It's an honor and a blessing to be a part of it and watching your growth and watching you excel and how you've done and everything, and to be a part of that, you know what I mean? It's a blessing, so I'm thankful to be here.
Oh, man, Brother Juan Carlos, we got a lot of history. It's been going over 10 years now, and I was so grateful to be approached with the opportunity to be a radio personality and get my show featured on Phenom Radio. And from Phenom Radio, it has just grown. You have the plug room. You've been doing network distribution specialists, community development. You're part of the Nation of Islam. Like, a lot of stuff has been going on with you. So let's catch up. For those who don't know you and who you are, let the people know who you are and what you got going on.
Indeed. Peace and blessings, everybody, once again. I am your brother, Juan Carlos X, online known as @SlateStoneMusic, anywhere, except for the bot accounts. Just make sure you do your research. And I am your brother first, you know what I mean? But I am an MC, a father, you know what I mean? An FOI through the Islam and a community development specialist. The co-founder and owner of Phenom Radio, the most versatile hip-hop station in the world, streaming over a decade of independent music, thousands of independent artists helped yearly, you know what I mean, over 10 years. And then also the founder of The Plug Room, which is a community development platform, where, you know, saying where we help develop the community in many ways, media, on and offline. It's really a unique method of community development, which produces results through demonstration, again, physically, digitally, on and offline. So that's a little bit about me, and I'm blessed to be here, Diva.
Oh, man, I'm so excited to have you here. And I wanted to talk more about The Plug Room. What an innovative way to go about enhancing your brand and creating spaces for entrepreneurs to get showcased. How did The Plug Room start?
So The Plug Room, again, being a community development platform, which being taught by my teacher, one of my teachers, the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan, community development is building people and linking people with people. And so being blessed by God with that gift for years and not really having a clear, concise definition of what it was we were doing. We call it networking, we call it building, and so on and so forth. It really was community development, which was the gift that we were operating in for years. So The Plug Room during the pandemic came about with you know, everybody was online indoors, and I joined the ABS tribe at the time. Assets Before
That's
Splurging.
ABS. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and then I came and shout out to Brother Ben X, Digital Real Estate. Y'all definitely check him out. And one of his top student, matter of fact, young coach, young Conda Don, which is Coach Conda Don.
Conda Don, yes.
He plugged in, and he was 2 days fresh in it. And he came in the game and started killing the affiliate marketing. Like, I was in it for like a few months before him, and I had did a little bit, a few sales, but he came in and started smashing. So him being a coach, he called me one night, and it was about 1, 2 in the morning, and we was on the phone for a few hours. Mm-hmm. And he was just seeding into me, and I was seeding into him, but I was soaking it in. And through that conversation, the plug room burst. You know, when he was giving me some pointers on being inside and what I could do and how I could innovate and grow my platform. And so it's like, all right, you know what? I'm going to make it The Plug Room, because when you plug into something, you're connecting to an energy source for the most part. You got your positive, negative, and your ground, keep you grounded. But, you know what I mean? There's a current that flows. You know what I mean? You also got currency and current and energies and community development. So without getting too deep into it, that's where The Plug Room was birthed at. And that was birthed in about 2021. So the Plug Room is actually itself as a brand a few years old, but the making of The Plug Room and the elements and foundation of The Plug Room have been around damn near 2 decades.
Oh, wow. That is incredible. Now, I see on The Plug Room you got the G-Pack. Could you tell us about the G-Pack?
Indeed. So with the G-Pack is the G-Pack stands for gemstones. And a gemstone, you may know, I'm not giving you the exact definition, is a jewel, something valuable. It's a gem. A gemstone G-Pack, which is your God pack, is a pack that of knowledge, a wealth of knowledge, that can resurrect your mind mentally from the state that it's in. And some people may be like, well, you know, I'm in a good mind frame right now, I know a lot. But knowledge is infinite.
and especially for our people, this GPAC was inspired by God, which in the it has some physical books, because reading is one of the best ways to expand your knowledge base and grow and learn. And most people don't read past high school. The last books they really read was maybe in high school, depending on that, you know, doing a paper. And then after that, if you didn't do any college, the only books we read is Facebook. And if the status is too long, we're not even going to read it. We're just going to look at the picture and click. But anyway, so in the Jim Stone's GPAC, you get several books. You get How to Police the Black Community, The Secret Relationship Between Blacks and Jews, How White Folks Got So Rich, The Fall of America. And these books were written by the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, who most of us don't know a lot about, because he's been kept from our knowledge base for a reason. But anyway, you also get a healthy dessert, freshly made supreme bean pie. And real quick on the bean pies, if you haven't had one, you might think a bean pie, like, that's nasty. But I'm telling you from experience and from my own not knowing what a bean pie was and having that same mentality before I had one, if you like sweet potato pie, it's better than sweet potato pie, and it's healthier, and it's something that you'll, you know what I mean, make a part of your dessert palate once you have it. For the most part, I can guarantee it. But that also comes with your GPAC. You get the four books. You get the Supreme Bean Pie, which is a healthy dessert made by the Navy Bean, which has a lot of healthy properties in it. You also get a digital copy of the Final Call newspaper, digital access, and then also some different plug room gifts that we'll give, either a T-shirt, a hoodie, maybe give you some access to an online curriculum for free. But all that's incorporated in the God Pack, or what we call the Jim Stone's GPAC.
Well, y'all better jump on that train, baby, and get that knowledge. Jump on that train. Jump this out. Man, I was looking at that, and I was like, ooh, bean pie. But y'all make sure y'all go to ndsplug.com. Again, that's ndsplug.com to get all of that information. We're going to go ahead and take a music break. You did a song, Slate, with K-Don. Shout out to K-Don. And you did a song, and it's called Success, and it's featuring you. So I want to play that right now. It's your girl, Diva Ebony B. You're now tuned in live to Diva Spot Radio. Make sure you hit us up at www.blogtalkradio.com/DivaSpot. I'm on the spot, and I'm on the grind.
You know, if you really think about it, black men don't do anything to no one but themselves. You know, so when you get on the elevator, you have no reason to clench your purse. What we should do is clench our culture.
Too many caught up in this matrix. The truth don't want to face it. They rather hear you tell them lies. They loving all this fake shit. It's all about the numbers, even more about your image. The music ain't important no more. It's all a gimmick. They walk around timid. Won't even help another brother. Trying to get up off that plantation. Gotta see you suffer. I had enough of this really lynch mentality. It's time for us to wake up and come back to reality. Now some may be mad at me, but I can care less. Go ahead, be a man about it, say it with your chest. I am not the one to test, and no, I'm not impressed by all of that material shit. Give it a rest. Our lives are in a mess, too many people depressed. I know it's hard to digest, too much for you to process. Just let it all manifest, walk with me on this quest. Feeling like DJ Khaled, you're suffering from success. Cause
here am I, take my hand. If I slip, if I fall, won't you help me stand? Help the brother who might be. I defeat fighting tears out here just like me.
You can hear it from this pro-black nigga, a cold flow heater. Won't measure my success, no meter, just watch me heat up. That work it only leads to work, push through that hurt. Find ownership about that mud, get out that dirt. To raise our mentality, keep our mind up above. Hate this life that they handed me, counteract it with love. We see you bossing and flossing, killing your people for cheddar. It's from boss out, you got it, your ass ain't making us better. Just that power of broken mid, I ain't making no cheese. Rather die for my standing while you live good on your knees. And I stay growing cause I root my trees from who we be. That brotherhood is what we need, makes us complete. And fighting for your people's G, real gangsters be. So ready cause it's fight time, no sitting on the sidelines. These prisons got them pipelines, they chaining up our bright minds. Successful with no money or fame, hear how I write rhymes.
Here am I, take my hand. If I slip, if I fall, won't you help me stand? Help the brother who might be fighting fears, fighting tears out here just like me. Oh.
Welcome back to Diva Spot. It's your girl Diva Ebony B. You're now tuned in live to Diva Spot Radio. That was a hot track called Success by K-Don featuring Slate Stone, a.k.a. Juan Carlos X. We got Juan Carlos X in the building, King. I love that song. I love that
Indeed.
Song.
Indeed. You brought back some memories on that song. It's been a while since I heard that record. That record is a banger still. Classic.
Classic. And when I was listening to the song and... You know, it has been recorded some time ago, but good music never expires. A good message never expires. And then you're so humble. Well, you've always been humble, but when you get in the studio, it's a whole nother person. And I want to talk about that because from when you get on the track, it's like, yeah, I'm coming. And some artists, you know, will be very, very intimidated by you, but I wanted to talk about that balance between where you are now, what a difference of where you are now than where you were back then when you made that record.
Indeed. Well, first off, again, thank you and gratitude for listening and soaking in that record, because a lot of times artists that make good music, it gets skipped over and get lost in the sauce of what's going on. So thank you for that. Definitely one separation for me when it comes to who I am. Praise be to Allah and Allah's God, for those who don't let that dissuade your mind. But praise be to God for the opportunity to get on the mic and be able to share information. So for me, being an MC, you know, MCs move the crowd. You got to capture their attention. You have to be able to, you have to have aim and purpose. Anything, as we're taught, without aim and purpose is dead. So I've always encompassed the MC aspect of getting on the mic. So as you may talk to me, I'll remain humble, and I thank God for the humility. But on the mic, you know what I mean? That side, that MC comes out, I got to deliver it to you. That's that stone part of Slate. You know what I mean? I got to spit these heat rocks to wake your mind up. You know, like, what is he really saying? You know what I mean? And so that's what reverberates, I guess would be a good word, through most of my music, I would like to think. And so that's that. And then as far as being and jumping on tracks and doing what I do, so I'm thankful for that. But the transition and growth, knowledge is an infinite journey. Like, no one knows it all except the creator. So for us and for me, from that track into this point now, it's been a journey. Ups, downs. I've had some falls. I've had some rises. Life has happened to me. You know, different experiences, different environments. Suffering, which suffering is just experience or going through something. I've had all these different elements that have contributed to the MC and the person I am now, which that record was probably recorded over 5 years ago, less than 10, I would say, but you know what I mean? It's been that long. And just in that amount of time, things have changed for me. So, but I would say change for the better. And I'm thankful and grateful that I'm here. You know, some things, some losses are lessons. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, there's blessings and lessons. You know what I mean? But it's all to
evolving. Evolving is what it's about, constantly evolving. And so I think that to answer your question, I've evolved from that point till now.
Hey, don't get it twisted. If he got to bring out that gimmick rapper killer, he'll bring him out, baby.
Right. Right, exactly.
Yeah,
gimmick rapper nightmare.
Yes. It's been just so much of a beautiful journey to see all of us grow and transition and to see how you've grown over the years. You are a father, and you got two sons. Is that right?
That's correct.
Oh, my goodness. So how are you managing fatherhood? You got a young one now because your son is much older. Your first son is a lot more older. And by the way, that first record that I played, Grandmaster K, that's Makai.
Well, I already knew who it was. I heard him mention that Grandmaster and that style. So
he is totally into that. But how are you, you know, now managing fatherhood, your little man, you know, and how is that going? Like, what does that feel now, kind of like to start over again? And it looks like, I know you're enjoying yourself. He's such a little ham.
Right.
I know. You can't get enough of him.
Indeed. Well, it is a blessing. You know what I mean? It's a blessing, I guess, that a gift that keeps on giving to be able to be a father first and to see the life grow and change and be a part of the development in a positive, productive way of a child and my son, and to just watch the personality changes and the learning phases. Now, I can say, like you said, the difference. My first son is 23 years old. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
He's in college. And this is my second son. He'll be 2 on the 15th of next month, almost in 30 days, 29 days to be exact. So, right? You know, it's different from my first son from 23 years ago. I had mom around, and the family environment was different. I was younger, you know what I mean, and whatnot, and I was in a marriage. Right. Do what?
Were you in the service with your first son? Were you active?
Indeed. Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am. I was active duty Air Force at that time. So it was a different environment, you know what I mean, a different time, 2000, you know what I mean? We're thinking year 2000. So now here to 2023, we got social media, tablets, cell phones, and a whole different earth, in a sense, atmosphere, landscape. So it's been a blessing, but it's definitely been a new experience with my new son. Things have changed from some of the devices and things that we use in raising our children as far as, like, you know, baby swings and bottle warmers and bags and car seats, and now you got iPad attachments and all kind of Wi-Fi, warm heated baby seats and nets and all kind of stuff. So it's been a journey, but my son is a blessing. My second son is a blessing. He's a light in my life. His name is Joda. And, you know, he stay on it. He keep me on it. I realized with the second child, you know, that they require a lot of attention, and I'm a single father. So he's with me all the time, except for when he goes with his mother. But other than that, he's with me the majority of the time. And so he's in STEM school. It's a blessing to see him grow and excel there. Right, because he hadn't even turned 2 and he's already, you know, they're smart. They're malleable. Their minds are malleable at this time. So they pick up on everything.
Yeah.
So why not have them picking up some knowledge, you know what I mean? Science, technology, engineering, and math as much as they can, right? And STEM down that road. So he's a blessing, and it's been different, and I'm thankful for both experiences, but you just take it day by day.
I love the fact that, you know, you got him in STEM right now, and I think that is very important because this is their generation. This is their learning style, you know, and even with Queenie, she's in the STEM program after school, and I love that as well. I think that's important. And I do totally agree with you that it is totally different from when Makai was born and when Queen was born, but I do believe in having those motor skills and those development skills where they're touching, hearing, tasting, and seeing. And unfortunately, a lot of children don't get that we had the little peg and we had to put the curling circles on top of them, or, you know, we had the little thing where we tied the shoe and we buttoned the shirt. Those motor skills are important. So I give you a big round of applause for that, man. I'm definitely going to be doing their things, you know, less than even with the good fruit that you have and the good teachings. Now, they're definitely going to be powerful men. So I definitely love that. I wanted to ask you, my next question is, you know, you're here in Texas, which is a great thing. You know, what are you planning to do? What is your plans going into the new year for the Plug Room and for the next events that's coming up to bring the community together and empower the community? Because we got a lot of crap going on right now. So how do you, you know, what is your plans going in? My first question, what is your plans going into the new year? And how do you plan on using your network to empower and improve the community?
Indeed. Well, some of my plans going into the new year are release a couple of books, publish a couple of books.
Nice.
One is from the Plug Room to show others how to utilize this technology and build their brands just as we have. And I've been fortunate enough and be blessed to help build brands and successful brands such as Diva Spot. I've been a part of the history, and Diva Spot Radio has helped build Slate Stone, and Diva Ebony B helped build Phenomenal Radio on the 1000 Network. And we did these things together. But some of those methods and tools used will be published in that book. So I plan on releasing at the end of this year, which we're pretty much already at the end of the year. So it'll probably be next year before it comes out. Then also my own book about myself. Those are a couple of plans. I plan on utilizing the Plug Room, taking it to another level without putting all my gems and vision out into the universe yet, because, you know, you can't do that with certain things. I definitely want to get it to a point where it's more easily accessible, more user-friendly, and more effective in community development, and that's via technology on and offline. Definitely on the interview aspect of the Plug Room, outside of that part that I just mentioned briefly, it's definitely doing the Plug Room 2.0, where I can physically get in some of these businesses in the region with the mic and the camera and do the on-spot network distribution, community development with these companies, definitely small black businesses or large, it doesn't matter. But then take that out here and then pipeline it through the digital and allow those businesses to see the effectiveness of the tools we use and the methods we use. And then that way it provides value to the community, provides value to the business owner, provides value to the Plug Room, and then we all grow together because we're all receiving that value. We all see the results from the value, and it only grows from there. There are seeds planted in that process, and it's a lot that goes in it, different dynamics. So that's some of the ideas for moving forward for 2024 with the Plug Room platform.
I love the Plug Room platform, and I love that. That is going to make a big difference in everything that a lot of online, and now they're calling us creators. We're digital creators now, Slate. We've been digital creators. They just now just giving it a tag and a name and calling it digital creators. And me and you are both part of the ABS tribe. And I want you to tell people a little bit about the ABS tribe and how they can link up with that, because you introduced me to, and big shout out to Brother Ben X again, but tell us a little bit about it and how they can go through you in order to get some of this food and this knowledge over there as well, if they're looking to even stack more on top of their brand, or how to manage your brand as well.
Indeed. Well, I definitely appreciate the opportunity to share about that. And yes, we are both a part of the Digital Real Estate Tribe is what it is now. It did used to be the ABS Tribe, which was its original form, but it evolved from that, so it is no longer that. It is the DRE Tribe, Digital Real Estate. And if you would like to be a part of that, reach out to Diva Ebony B first and foremost. She can plug you. Or you can reach out to me online at Slate Stone Music, any one of my accounts.
But I'll definitely refer you to at Brother Ben X on Instagram. That's, he only has one account, or the digital real estate Instagram, and you'll find the websites and the information you need there. But at Brother Ben X, it's only one. Make sure you're typing in the letters correctly, no hyphens, no spaces. And tell him where you found him. He will definitely plug you in. He can get you growing your digital real estate, monetizing your brand, getting you exposure, and showing you different ways to win as this technology evolves.
Oh, I love it. Now, as a network distribution specialist, what is a network distribution specialist? That sounds really, really important to me.
Indeed. Well, network distribution, when I first came up with, when God first gave me the idea of network distribution, it was something that wasn't really prevalent online as far as that word itself, network distribution. But a specialist is someone who specializes in something. So looking at the words themselves, network distribution, a network, of course, you know, is your community or your circle, a sphere of people you can connect to, people and whatnot. Distribution is where you can, you know, distribute or hand out, give or receive, you know what I mean? In a sense, somebody's giving, somebody's receiving, and I'm a specialist at that. Mm-hmm. So a network distribution specialist is just really one who operates and specializes in that unique way of community development, which is building people and linking people with people. It's always been a passion of mine. And what we do is I basically, as a network distribution specialist, I take all the materials of a network, physical, digital, and information to expand brands and organizations. I'm responsible for those materials to get that information and data out to everyone in the network, but not just limited to the network, even others out in the network to bring them in with that material and that information. And just, you know, facilitate and manage the information that's going out. And through that process, the network grows. You become more affiliated with other networks. The people within the network are getting new information. You're taking their new materials and information, passing it to other people in the network. So that web just connects and keeps going. Like an old picture, if you've seen those telephone images or videos of people just plugging in their wall, those different ports, pulling the plug out, plugging it there. Just think of it like that in 2023 on a digital level. Just take this here, move this there. There's this, connect this one, Diva. Connect over here with this DJ Hank. DJ Hank, connect over here with DJ Sway. DJ Sway, connect over here with Duke. You know what I mean? And then through that, you know, it just works and it goes and it grows. And in that connection, it's really connecting brands, companies, and networks on and offline, but with a guerrilla tactics in organic marketing. So hopefully that wasn't too deep or too over the head or
The people need to know.
Rambling.
We definitely know. That was perfect. We definitely need to know because now we got a lot of people who are now digital creators. We got all these different platforms like Instagram, and we got TikTok and all those people. And what are some tips would you give to those who are just starting out and they want to build an audience and a presence for their brand? Because there's a lot of things that go into it, but there's also a lot of things to look out for when you're starting these social media platforms and pages. So what are some tips that you would give to those who are just starting out and looking to build their network, you know?
Indeed. And some of what I'm about to give is what I've learned and from my teachers and through experience. But one of my main teachers was Brother Ben X, and he gave me the verbiage of what I was doing, but actually helped me hone my gifts. So the tip would be, first off, what service do you provide? What value do you bring? Answer that question. What service do you provide? What problem do you solve? Or what value do you bring? Because that's going to be your brand, right? If you're entertainment, then How do you serve with entertainment? If you're educational, how do you serve with education? What value are you giving? What problems are you answering? And then once you know that, know what your purpose is there, because you don't want to lose focus on your purpose. So you know your value, you know what problem you're trying to solve, you know your aim and purpose of why you're doing what you do. Your why is important. Mm-hmm. You have to your why can't just be like, oh, I want $1,000, I want $1 million, you know, because that's not going to go anywhere. You know what I mean? That's too broad. You need to be specific also in your goals and goal settings. But without going in each level of that, also one tip I would definitely say that I've learned is the GEA method in growing your platforms. GEA, that's give, engage, and attract. The more you give, you know, of your value and your brand, you know, a lot of people give a lot of stuff, give a lot of game away and jewels away for free, you know, and then you engage those who entertain those or receive those jewels, and then as you do that, you attract more, you know, you'll attract your tribe, you'll attract your customers, you know what I mean? But you constantly have to be giving value, you constantly have to be growing and making your brand known for what it's known for. You can't have a page, for instance, saying that you're an educator, or and then we go to your pages or your web page, or you don't have a website, but we go to your Facebook, and you got your food plates on there, your selfies, and you what you did this weekend, and who you like, and it's just all over the place. You know what I mean? You need to have it specific and cater to your brand. Representation also matters. So without going deep, and you know, those are just a few things I would definitely say to get you started. What value do you bring? What problem do you solve? And what's your aim and purpose? Know your why, and definitely be ready to give, engage, and attract. And that's how you'll be able to grow your network in building your brand online. And then once you do that, as those people come, or you find like-minded people you're engaging with or giving with, then you build those relationships, and then you want to, I don't know if the word is foster good relationships, or you want to continue to cultivate those relationships and see how you can build with like-minded people, positive, productive relationships, because if it's not, it's not going to go anywhere, and you're going to waste energy and time, as we've learned with Phenom and the 1000 Network. But as you can see here now in 2023, over 10 years later, we're here together with someone I built a positive, productive relationship with, Diva Ebony B, Diva Spot Radio, Frontline Fridays. You know, we were able to build and grow then together, and then through all those years up until now. And we've both benefited, I would say, in my opinion, greatly from that. So that's what some of the things that I would say you need to do.
Hey, listen, we got more valuable jewels coming from Juan Carlos X, a.k.a. Slate Stone. We're going to take a quick music break. It's your girl, Diva Ebony B. You're now tuned in live to Diva Spot Radio. When we come back, I want to get into the atonement of the Great War. There was just the Sunday service with Minister Ishmael Muhammad, and I definitely want to talk with Brother Juan Carlos X about that. Let's get into this Young Black and Gold by Slate Stone. It's your girl Diva Ebony B. It's Diva Spot Radio, baby.
Young black and gold, young black and powerful, so the story is told. don't influence me, bruh.
No, I think from intelligence to make them a conscious of what has been done to my people around the world. It helps to change the world.
Diva Spot Radio on the spot, on the grind.
Yeah. They'll never get old. Young Black and Gold by Slate Stone. Make sure you check them out, slatestone.com. Slate, I'm still getting used to calling you Brother Juan Carlos X. Slate Stone throughout this. I'm still trying to balance it, but it's all good. I'll get there. But I'm glad you're here. I'm glad you're bringing us good jewels and good fruit and things to think about. And you had invited me on Sunday. I was so glad I was able to catch some of the message. And it was the Atonement and the Great War, the Holy Day of Atonement of 2023. And I believe it was delivered by Minister Ishmael Muhammad. Am I saying that right?
Yes, ma'am.
Some of the things that really stood out to me was the 8 steps of atonement. And I thought it was beautiful. And thank you for posting this. And the first one is, someone must point out the wrong. And as the brother said, who wants to admit that they're wrong? And a mature person will, you know, point out something that's wrong. Like, we need to say something about it. And the second one is acknowledgement of the wrong. First, we got to point it out. Then we acknowledgement of the wrong. Like, yeah, I did that. The third one is confess the fault. First to Allah, God, then to those offended. You got to confess what you did to God first. And I love that. And then go to the person you offended. The fourth one is repentance, a feeling of remorse or shame for the past conduct, which was wrong and sinful. Ain't no need for you to repent or apologize if you really not sorry. And I remember having that conversation with one of my children. Like, your kids, they apologize, but they really don't mean it. You're just apologizing because you are being exposed and you're being called out. And the fifth one is atonement, meaning to make amends and reparation for the wrong. Now, I like that one, Clay. I like all of them. The fifth one stood out to me is make amends and reparations. Like, not only do you need to make amends to me, you know, put some money in a diva pocket. You know, you gotta make it up with lunch or pay with for what you broke or pay to repair the damage that was done. Whatever that cost may will be. And the sixth one is forgiveness. Forgiveness by the offended party to cease to feel offense and resentment against another for the harm they've done. Forgive that person. And that's a hard one for a lot of people because, you know, a lot of us live in the area, if you shoot my dog, I'll kill your cat. Big shout out to DMX. But we have to forgive. And the seventh one is reconciliation and restoration, meaning to become friendly and peaceful again. We can come back around each other and be friendly and peaceful. We ain't got to be around you and being fake. And as the brother was saying, say, hey, how you doing? And then you talking to your people, I can't stand you. I just thought that was an incredible example. And the eighth one, last but not least, is perfect union with Allah and with each other. I don't think that we can have a perfect union with people if we're not right with Allah, if we're not right with God first, because our flesh will rise up against us and cause us to hold grudges and pain and hurt towards people who have offended us. But I wanted to get your feedback on service and the atonement, because you were there. So you were there in Dallas, right?
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, man, how was that experience? I'm very curious about this, as you can see. And we're celebrating on the week of, you know, we're coming off the weekend of celebrating 28 years since the Million Man March. October the 15th 1995, the Million Man March happened, and now here we are 28 years later. Wow.
Right, right. Wow, indeed. Well, you know, it's a blessing. It's an honor. It's a great feeling to be a part of the body of people who are a part of that.
Yeah.
8 Steps of Atonement, who are a part of those trying to lift our people and lift our minds. And, you know, and whoever you may be that's listening, it's not just one group of people. God knows who's who and who's doing what, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But it's also that's a blessing. So yes, I was in Dallas at Behind the Mosque 48. The actual lecture was giving at headquarters in Chicago, but we watched it there in 48, there in the mosque among the believers, and it's a blessing. Just the spirit and the energy, which are real things, you know. Spirit and energy are real, you know. You don't see them. You can't grab them, you can't touch them, you feel them, and they're real, just like the air we breathe. And that's the same as God. You don't see it, you don't touch it, but it's real and it exists, and without it, we wouldn't even be here. But anyway, and being a part of, the atonement process, when it was broke down to me, and I watched the Million Man March, because at that time, I was 15 years old, back in 95. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. I was a little buck in junior high, maybe. You know what I mean? October 16th, 1995. So I didn't go. I grew up in a home where they weren't, and much love, infinite gratitude to my mother and father, but they just weren't on that wave like that at that time. And if they were, when I say they weren't on that wave, they were just more Christian-based. And so, you know, as we know, not that there's a good Muslim is a good Christian, and a good Christian is a good Muslim.
Mm-hmm.
Stop.
Mm-hmm.
You know, at that time, they weren't really just pushing that movement. Even though my mom and them were knowledgeable and informing us about racism and issues, just with the Million Man March, we weren't really up to date on that. So with that being said, when I came across the Black Man Pledge and the Million Man March lecture and watched it for myself, I took the pledge, and then going across the 8 Steps of Atonement, it made sense.
Mm.
It makes sense, and it's clear words, and you feel those words. And not too many people, a lot of people talk, a lot of people cap, some people can hear people say stuff and be like, oh, he just talking extra, he just saying stuff. Some people say things and we feel it. Sometimes we feel it for the moment and then it fade away. Well, with these words from the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan out of the Nation, for me, my personal experience, those words were straight. They came across and they sparked light in my mind and in my body and in my universe, and it raised me to another level. So, of course, my body and my energy is going to attract to that. And so with the 8 Steps of Atonement, it made sense. Taking the Black Man Pledge, it made sense. This is what we should be doing as we're taught. And I'm not here to give a lesson or a try to – I'm not pushing any compulsion on anyone. I would say do your research. But as we're taught, a Muslim is just one who submits to the will of God.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And Islam is submission to the will of God. Peace. You know what I mean? So that's what I meant. And as I've been taught, a good Muslim is a good Christian, and vice versa. Do unto others as you would have them do unto you. Want for your brother what you want for yourself. These elements we're taught are a part of our nature. So hearing the 8 Steps of Atonement and hearing those straight words that brought light, it felt right. It felt natural. And that was part of me gravitating toward and staying in the ranks in the Nation. So I'm thankful for that. The 8 Steps of Atonement, and anybody hearing this at my voice that may have known me or come across me or that feel I've done them wrong, or there is a wrong, or there's a need to atone and make things right, I definitely want to do that. You know what I mean? Just reach out to me and we can do that, because I want to be right with the Creator. And that's how I move. That's how I'm here right now on this phone, breathing and living, my son playing. Is from the Creator, so I'm going to do everything in my power to be right with God, that last step, you know what I mean, at peace with the Creator. The Million Man March, so many different powerful aspects of it, but one of the main aspects of power for me was that collective body and unity of our people. There was a call from a man that had a call from the Creator and his teacher. And he put out a word and was traveling and doing work. And he put out a call for the black men over here in North America and all over the world, but here in North America, to come together and let's atone and build our communities. He called for 1 million and almost 2 million showed up. On that day, there was no violence at all. Among those 2 million men at all. No police incidents, no nothing.
Nothing.
There was no trashed out area.
Nothing.
Everything was clean, in order, and peace. Among almost 2 million of our men, backed by our women. There were women there also, because I come across people that be like, well, where was the women at? And the women were there. You know, I mean, no civilization can rise higher than that of its women. So our women were there and helping make things happen. But almost 2 million of us together at one point in time for hours, taking this pledge and atoning among each other to take charge of our communities and our lives and our family is a great thing and a powerful moment in history, which has never been done. And so by that, it had to be a higher force and a higher power for that to happen, because we know of people, but we can't even shoot. I can't even get 500 people to my show right now. I've done it before. You know what I mean? But I can't even get 500 people on my webpage at one time. Let alone, you know, you got some of these big stars that they got sold out arenas, but they got marketing agencies and money and motivation behind it, but they're not even reaching 500,000.
No. Nope.
You know what I mean? Not at one time, not even 200,000. So, you know, those divine elements should speak to those who do research and look into the facts about the Million Man March and what elements went into it. But I'm grateful, thankful to the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, the Honorable Mr. Louis Farrakhan, and the Nation of Islam.
Man, I totally agree with you 100% on that. It was a higher power, and Louis Farrakhan calling it and linking up with other organizations. Like, a lot of people came out. The National African American Leadership Summit, of course, the Nation of Islam was out there. The National Association of Advancement for Colored People, but not the National NAACP, but they were out there. And it was just amazing. Like, it did something. I was 13 years old when that happened. So it really did something to me as a young black girl to see all of these men coming together. And I think maybe a year after, a couple years later, they were looking to form a Million Woman March. So I don't know how that went, but I just remember feeling so proud and seeing the brothers on TV and with their fists up and their unity and the hugs and the love. And it was just incredible for me. Like, it was the visuals that I think that we need to bring back. And they're here. We need to see it. I see it all the time. I see you guys out there in the neighborhoods. We see a lot of more positive figures, and we definitely need that. I think it's important and it's so necessary. But, you know, Brother Juan Carlos X, I thank you for being here, and I thank you for pouring into me, a black man pouring into a black woman, you know, and in media, because 10 years ago, we really wasn't accepted like that. There was very small numbers of women, and especially black women in media, but you guys poured into me, you, Future Guru 100, shout out to Truth for Truth, shout out to everybody that was on Phenomenal Radio, but we all supported each other, and you did perform something very powerful and made a collective. And for those who are looking to network with you, those who are looking to book you for teaching and speakings, those who are looking to just be a part and partner up with you, how do they get in contact with you and where do they go?
Indeed. Well, once again, thank you, and I'm grateful to the Creator for this opportunity to continue to build with you and be an inspiration, a light, which was only deposited in me from the Creator and my experiences and my teachers. So thank you for that. If you want to reach out to me, anybody that's on here that want to build or grow or connect, learn and grow, as I say, first off, visit theplugroom.com or nbsplug.com. Definitely connect with me there. Text me or call me at 559-791-8468. If you call and I don't answer, leave me a message and or text me. I will return the call and text. And let's build. You know, I just ask that if you call and you build, that it's productive and positive and in a way that's makes sense. You know what I mean? We really don't have any time to waste, and we really don't have energy to waste. None of us do. So if know what you want, so that we can make it happen, as long as it's righteous business and it's helping develop our communities and building networks in that aspect, we can do it. You know what I mean? I'm definitely with it. And I'm not so much concerned about the money, but it does take money to do these things. You know what I mean? Not that we do have some free services that we do give out, and we show a lot of love. But we do have services we charge for, and our time is money also, and our experience is something that you'll be paying for. A lot of people wonder, like, well, I see you just pump it on your, I can do that same thing. Well, yes, you can, but there's a method and a unique way to why I'm doing it, what I'm doing, and have been doing over 10 years, and that is what you're also paying for. That's what you're investing in. You know what I mean? That process and that, the mental, as you would call it, what would you call it? Assets. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Those assets of it. So reach out, text or call 559-791-8468. Visit theplugroom.com or nbsplug.com. You can find all of our artifacts. Most of them, like I said, you'd have to do your research because now there's a lot of bot accounts. We faced opposition with shadow banning and deleted accounts. So you can search Phenomenal Radio, phenomradio.com, if that's still around and exists. Some pages have been deleted and whatnot and blocked. But you can hashtag Phenom Radio. You'll find our artifacts there. Hashtag the 1000 Network. You'll find our artifacts. And at Slate Stone Music, anywhere online, you'll definitely find me. And just reach out to me.
Well, I definitely appreciate you being here, brother. It's an honor and a pleasure to have you here. I wouldn't have been able to get here without you and God and all the support. So I am grateful that because life happens in circles, not in rows. And I'm thankful that the Most High considered us to come back around in full circle. It's your girl, Diva Ebony B. You're now tuned in live to Diva Spot Radio. Follow me on all social media. Network at Diva Ebony B. Again, that's at Diva Ebony B. You guys who got first, family second, and career third, we're going to go ahead and wrap the show up. Again, follow us. We're going to go out of here with Teresa and Sally and Noel and Mio with blessings. Let's go.
Diva Spot Radio on the spot, on the grind.